All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with How to Fix the Future. Let's get started. I can ask you both the same. A date with a student, Daisy? Interesting. You look great, by the way. It's very unusual to see you like this, but I like it. No, it's not. Relax, I won't tell anyone. Grimm is a great guy and a very handsome young man. Totally understand. Besides, you're not the first person to break that rule. It's not a date, Olga. We're just spending some time with friends together. All right, as you say. Hey, you're from AMWP, right? We weren't introduced. I'm Grimm. Yes, Victor. Nice to meet you. So is this a date, or... We're about to figure it out. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're just having a drink after work as colleagues. Nothing more. Have you seen Kathy, Jacob, and the others? We're looking for them. Yeah, I think they're headed downstairs. You better hurry before they get drunk. Chloe was desperate for a drink. Sounds like her. Thanks. See you later. Grimm, wait. Yeah, what is it? Let's stay at the bar for a while. It's noisy and crowded downstairs. I'm not ready. I'd better have a few drinks before going there, if you don't mind, of course. Look, I understand you're not in the mood, but we've already gotten here pretty late. You can stay with Olga if you like and join us later when you're ready. I'm afraid I'll be a third wheel. Fine, let's go to the club. How long do you think it would take them to finish the project before we have to go back to the moon? No idea. Not my specialty. But I'm sure it won't happen so fast. So you're stuck here for a while. You're saying this like it's something bad. Don't you want to go back home? I thought all you sky people hated Earth. I like it here on Earth, and I'm enjoying my company. I'm not ready to say farewells just yet. How big is this place? Massive. Bar, club, lounge, private rooms and stuff. It's basically the only decent establishment of its kind in town. Damn. How do you find someone in a place like this? Looking for someone? I can help. Oh, thanks, but you probably can't. You don't know them. Two of them are here for the first time, and two others don't come here often. A group of teenagers and a noisy purple-haired girl was screaming for shots? Yeah, that sounds about right, although they're not teenagers. For me, they are. They must be near the main bar. You won't miss it. It's right in the middle of the club. Thank you. No worries. See you later, sweet cheeks and bruises. Okay. Is it me, or people are so friendly here? Haha, you can say that, but more likely she's just tipsy and liked you. I'm starting to understand why everyone loves this place so much. Yep, can't blame them. I'm sorry, my eyes are all over the place, haha. That's understandable. And how often do you come here? Oh, you know, occasionally. Oh, hey, Daisy, how are you? Hi, Mike. Occasionally, you say? I think I see them. Let's go. No, I say we do shots. I want shots. No, we take long drinks. It's practical. Oh, for God. Grimm! There you are. What's with your face? Grimm, are you alright? What happened? I'm fine. No need to worry. We've been attacked, but I dealt with it. What? By whom? Where? Near Daisy's house. Some creep who has been following her for some time. Oh my God, Daisy, are you alright? Yeah, I'm fine, thanks to Grimm, he protected me. If it wasn't for him, things could have ended much worse. Really, really worse. Oh, Daisy, come here. Well done, Grimm. Yeah, nice job, Grimm. I did what I had to. Are you sure you're okay? That's horrible. Yeah, thanks. I'm not exactly okay, but Grimm talked me into going here to you. Take my mind off things and have a drink. I could really use a drink right now. I'll go get us all shots. No, wait, not shots. I can't hear you. She's impossible. The bruises look good on you, and this whole protector-savior image of yours, it suits you. Thanks. I'm gonna go with Chloe. We need a lighter booze, and Chloe's about to be sold some really bad shit that will hit us hard. So, this creep, he's been following you for some time? Do you know him? I don't think so. Maybe he knew me, but I don't remember him. It doesn't matter anyway. People like him don't need reasons, Jacob. Just the fact that she's an attractive and defenseless woman walking alone is enough. Thank goodness you were with her, Grim. Thank you all, but enough about this. I certainly don't want to ruin your night. You're here to have fun. You're not ruining our night, Daisy. Of course not. Don't say that. We'll help you distract at least a little bit. Shots! Yes, finally. Great. What shall we drink to, gang? Ah, screw it. Let's get fucking drunk. Aha, to us. To a great night. Whoosh. Damn, it burns. Oh, fuck me. Why does it burn like fucking lava? Ha ha ha, softies. But it actually tastes pretty good. What's that aftertaste? Yeah, it's the best and lightest booze in the city. And a bit of syrup. It improves the taste. Adds a little spark to it. Are you feeling all right? Yeah, why? Nothing, I just never saw you move like this, haha. It's called dancing, idiot. Is it? It looks more like you're having a seizure or something. Fuck off, I move like I can. I'm not a fucking dance queen. The dance floor is over there. Only after you, cripple. Ah, oh, you bitch. Ha ha ha. You know I'm joking. I can dance with you if you want. Though I won't sit on your lap. I'll spin you right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. Maybe after a... He says, idiot, maybe after a couple more drinks. Alright, I'll take your word for it. So here we are. After all this time, we're finally gathered together in one place, and it's not a classroom, simulation room, or any other room. Yeah, but technically, it's still a room. Exactly. Attention to details, bitch. Ugh! You got me. Yeah, it's finally time to learn more about each other. Alcohol is the best icebreaker for that. Kathy! Huh? Why did you decide to become an agent? Can someone else start? I don't want to answer that. Alright, Chloe. Huh, me? Yeah, why did you... She won't answer that question. Hold on a second, baby girl. I can speak for myself. I want to answer that. Ugh, go ahead. Surprise me. It all started on a gloomy, rainy day. I was feeling lonely and sad. Oh God, here we go. The evening promised to be... What are you even talking about? You never wanted to be an agent. You didn't even know it was a thing. You are here just because. But I worked my ass off to get here ever since I was a kid. Ever since I can remember myself, not because I wanted to, but because I had to. You want to know why I'm here, Riley? Because I believe in justice, in a system, however good or bad it is. We need rules, laws, and order! But mostly because I want the best for my family, and the best possible future for myself. So you're here for the money, got it. Did you even hear what I said? Yeah, you want the best for your family and a good future for yourself, that's why you got here in the first place. All the rest is secondary. But I get it. We're all greedy and selfish after all. That's in our nature. See, Grim? That's why I didn't want to go. What? You just said it yourself. Your words, not mine. That's not what I meant, Riley. I don't care about the money. Well, I need them, sure, and the salary is good, but that's not the point. Yeah, all that's just excuses. Can we just change the subject, please? Fine, Jacob. Why are you here? Hmm? You mean here, or like in general? In general, what made you join the academy? Kathy, she just came home one day and said, you're an agent now. Tomorrow's your first day. Just like that? Straight to an agent? No, it wasn't like that. Jacob, shut up. Fine. You guys are acting weird. I'm just trying to make a conversation and you're ruining it. Fine, let's talk about something completely different. You think it's strange that after all these years, AMWP broke the silence and came to Earth? It's nothing strange, it's bound to happen sooner or later. History has shown that even sworn enemies can come to dialogue, and we're not exactly enemies with them. We're just distant, it's all in the meanings. Yeah, but what changed? Maybe they missed the gravity. Damn, gravity is a bitch! Hey, if they come to some sort of deal, do you think we'll be able to travel to space? That'd be awesome! I don't think this'll ever happen. Why, you know something? Yeah, but I don't know the details. Are you kidding me? Octavia told you something? Of course she did. You're a favorite. Not exactly that. And I don't know much. All I know is that this deal, whatever they made, won't last long or open the road to space for us. So don't get your hopes up too high. Bummer, but it was expected. No one will help us but ourselves. I'm gonna get us more shots. I'm with you. And you, BJ, you're a mystery to me. Me? Why? How a dude in a wheelchair could get into the Agents Academy? No offense, but people like you usually beg on the streets. It's fine, I'm good at tactics and I have experience in combat. I noticed. But still. I thought they screen out the disabled and sick, even at the application stage. As I said, I have experience. Must have noticed the potential in me. Not everyone should run around with a gun in their hands, you know. True. Besides, they can fix your legs if needed. They can really do that? Hell yeah they can, it's expensive and risky, but if you prove to be a good cadet and later an agent, sure, why not? I should talk to someone about this then, thanks. It's not that simple, BJ. Why not? It's a serious surgery with a long recovery period plus a physical therapy that can take months. Yeah, and they haven't done anything like this in a long time. The big war is over and ordinary people don't have money for it. I don't know if Phoenix even has specialists who know what's what. So what? Given our situation, it's likely they won't agree on it. Oh, come on. What's wrong with you people? Don't ruin his hope just like that. I'm not saying it's impossible. And of course, we all want you to be able to walk again, BJ. It's just, you all know how things work in Phoenix. Phoenix, I'll make it happen. Whatever it takes. Fuck the Phoenix. Hell yeah, cheers to that. Fuck the Phoenix. Where are our drinks? What's taking them so long? So, yeah? Having fun? Kinda. Why are you like this? Like what? Like Grinch, like a high school teacher, like a fucking Dementor who sucks out all the happiness. What? Doesn't this weird liquid called a drink make you more tipsy, more relaxed? Don't those music waves make you want to move and shake your booty? Kinda. Oh, Jesus. What? I'm good, Chloe. Why does it bother you so much? I just want you to have fun with me and not ruin the mood for the rest of us, that's all. I'm having fun, Chloe. Would you stop it already? Jesus. Sorry, I'm shutting up. Thank you. Where is this girl? Come on, these guys came later than us and already left with drinks. I'm not in a rush, are you? No, it's just unfair. I bet if the bartender was a guy, he wouldn't have waited so long. Yeah? Why? Because you're pretty. Hot, even. You really made an effort on your look today. Oh, thank you, Chloe. That's very kind. Was there any particular reason for that? Not really. Grim? Maybe, I don't know. Stop it, there's something between you two. Everyone can see that. You're both trying to act cool and casual, and it's funny because it doesn't work at all. You can say that. Huh, I'm glad to hear it. Really? Why? He needs a good girl in his life. He's been crushed after breaking up with his ex, as far as I know. Did she die? What? No, she left him. She entered a university in another city and moved there. Oh, I see, he never told me about her. Can't blame him for that. That's personal and must be a hard topic for him. Yeah, I guess you're right. Damn it, now I regret telling you that. He should have told you this himself when he was ready. Oh, come on, excuse me. Over here! She's intentionally ignoring us. I don't think so, it's just loud and crowded. Relax, baby girl, it's finally just the two of us. No classes, no stress. No need to rush anywhere. No need to run, shoot, squat, or do any other boring and hard things. That's called relaxing, my favorite thing to do. And what about you? Why haven't you found anyone for yourself yet? Me? Huh. Good question. It's complicated. Why? I'm bad at relationships. I don't even think I need someone or could be with someone. Plus, I'm trying to figure myself out. You know, all that shit. No, I don't know. What shit? Well, you know, what I want for my life. Who do I like? I just don't understand what's here to figure out. If you like someone, you know it. It's simple. Huh, yeah, I guess you're right, but nah, never mind. What can I get you, ladies? Finally, you sure took your time. Sorry if you've been waiting too long. We're crowded today, and I'm alone. No worries, we totally understand. She's just always grumpy. We'll have 14 shots of your best booze. Hell no, we're not doing shots again. Why? We better get long drinks, so we don't get drunk too fast, and to avoid standing here for hours again right after we had them. But I like shots, even though they taste weird and burn like fucking lava. Drink what you want. I'll have a long. You can take both, you know. That's a fucking great idea. Yeah, that makes sense. How many of each? As much as we can take on a tray. Okay, it'll take a while. Be careful with that drink so you don't feel sick. It's not the type of drink you used to have in your time. Relax, baby girl. I've been craving a drink for so long, I don't care if it makes me sick. You're a big girl. Do as you like, but I won't be your babysitter. But still, if anything happens, you'll be there, right? No, I don't want to deal with you all evening. You don't know what you don't know what you want, baby girl. And you know it all. Think you know everything better than everyone else, huh? Tell me what I want. Come on. Enlighten me. You're like an open book for me, baby girl. I can read you by your big and beautiful eyes. They tell me everything. Still, you're probably a lot more complicated than I think. I guess we'll see. You still haven't answered my question. That's for you to answer, baby girl, but not yet. We're not drunk enough. Oh, here she is. Here you go, ladies. As many as I can put on the tray as you ordered. This'll be two. Put it on a Phoenix tab. They'll pay. Okay. Finally. What took you so long? Ugh, don't even ask. Cheers! Ah, fuck, it burns! Yeah, but less each time. Hey, how about we play a game? You wanna play a game? What game? Never Have I Ever. Have you played that one? No, how do you play it? It's a simple drinking game. Each of us tells something they haven't done. It can be anything. Other players who have done this thing have to drink. And next turn the next person does the same and so on. Sounds fun. I'm in. Sounds weird. There's so many things none of us have done. And we can drink without it. Oh, shut up already and just agree. Fine. Sounds intriguing. I'm curious. It's a very fun game, actually. I'll start. You'll figure it out as you go along. But you have to be honest. Take a drink, even if you did it. Even if it's something personal. That's what makes this game fun. Be honest and no cheating. Alright, never have I ever peed standing up. That's an easy one. Yep, all the time. Not anymore, but yeah. No, Daisy, you have to drink only if you did the thing I just said. Or you just wanted to take a shot? Yeah, I understand the rules. You said to be honest, so I am. Oh, so, really, standing? How? Yeah, I just experimented, you know? Aha, alright. Interesting experiment. I've never tried it. Is it hard? Well, it's... Wait, does the shower count? I mean, we all pee during the shower, right? Do we? Yeah. Kathy is right. That changes everything. Well, no, I think it doesn't count. I mean, like standing over the toilet or somewhere outside with a float that doesn't touch your body. Alright, enough about piss. That's too much. My turn. Never have I ever used makeup. Nice one. All the girls should drink. It's never too late to start, you know. No, thanks. Why? A little eyeliner wouldn't hurt. No. You'll never convince me. Ha. BJ, your turn. Let's go. Something interesting, unexpected. Okay, as you wish. Never have I ever been in a situation where someone sneezed right in my mouth. What? Ah, you son of a bitch. This is cruel. Ah, wait. I didn't hear about that. Oh, now I want to hear the whole story. No, you don't. Chloe, come on, tell us. Yeah, how'd that happen? Tell us. Ah, fine. So this was there was this guy that I liked in high school, and it was my first kiss. He made a move, but right when he started, he just sneezed into my mouth and puffed out my cheeks and even my lungs a bit. That's it. That's the story. Now can we move on, please? Ah, hilarious. Yeah, very funny. I've got trauma for life, and you just laugh. Kathy, your turn. Alright, never have I ever skydived. Yeah, looks like none of us did it. You have to drink. Okay, when's somebody gonna say never have I ever sucked a dick and all the ladies drink? Try saying next time what many of us have probably done, but you didn't. Uh-huh. My turn. Yes. Okay, never have I ever... I don't know what to say. Try something that guys may have done that we girls haven't, like pee standing or something like that. Guys have done. I've never kissed a girl. Yep, that's a good one. Wow, really? What? I've done experiments too, just a different kind. That's interesting. Did you, like it? Well, it was nice. Not much difference from a guy, to be honest. Just the skin is softer and the tongue is more gentle. Haha. You know how to surprise, I'll give you that. Jacob, now you. Okay, never have I ever fallen in love. Dude, that's sad. Why would you even say, never mind? Only two guys. Interesting. Apparently not all of us are into romance. It takes two to fall in love, you know. Just being a romantic doesn't mean you'll fall in love. Absolutely. Yeah. Alright, my turn. Let's try something naughty. Ha. Never have I ever... Oh, wait, I did it. Damn, it's hard to come up with something. I've done so many things. Come on, tell us more. Please don't. Maybe later, babe. I have never had a No, wait. I doubt any of you had it either. God, it's hard. Oh, come on, you're holding us up. Just say something. Give me a second. Never have I ever played with myself in public. Only with others. Yeah, bingo, you nasty bastards. I love this game. Now everyone must spill some details. Come on. Well, I was in high school. I was super horny the whole day. I don't really know why. Hormones, I guess, or maybe porn that I watched earlier. Or you couldn't stop thinking about that guy sneezing into your mouth again. No, in fact, I never spoke to him again after that. And can we just forget about that already? Never. Anyway, I was very horny and started touching myself down there during class. That's about it. No big deal. Did you come? No. Sad. Very sad. Ifs in the chat. What about you, Grim? Are we talking about me playing with myself or someone else playing with me in public? Grim, now you are a surprise, naughty boy. No, the first one. Okay, so I was at summer camp, but... I'm sorry, where? Well, it's not really a camp, more like a... You mean Phoenix Scout Camp, right? Yeah, exactly that. Wow, fancy. We lived in a large barrack with 10 people in it. I couldn't have any privacy, obviously, but the tension inside was growing every day, and I had to release myself. Understandable. So that's what I did. I went to one of the outdoor showers and jerked there by looking at the girls playing volleyball. Nice. Dude. Creepy. Understandable. But this story had a sad ending. I've done it too often. Almost every day and even twice a day. Damn, brah. So eventually one of the girls suspected something. So I was called to the principal's office and was lectured about the harm of masturbation and the importance of privacy and consent. Mine was similar, but I wasn't this lucky. I had to stare at a bunch of hairy and sweaty dudes playing basketball when I was deployed. But usually I just closed my eyes and imagined some busty chicks. I just didn't have a place to get any privacy, so I used to do it in my bed when everyone else was already asleep, trying to be as quiet as possible. I guess that counts as public. Ew, really? Right next to me? Shut up, I heard you squeaking almost every night in your bed. There were always stains all over the sheets. I just couldn't fall asleep, and stains were for other things. Every night? Of course, Jacob. Do I really have to tell? I'm your teacher, after all. Come on, Daisy, it's fine. We won't tell anyone. Yeah, whatever we say or do tonight stays between us. Alright, I once discovered that I liked how my swimsuit rubs my genitals. Once in the pool, I couldn't help myself and started rubbing it against the pool wall. Wait, how exactly could you rub it against the wall? I don't get it. Well, there was a seat in the pool, and under a certain angle, if you spread your legs a bit... Oh, now I get it. Nice! I keep it simple. I always jerk off in the mornings when we shower. Technically, it's still public, right? Ew, Jacob, we talk during shower. One does not interfere with the other. Ew! Ha ha ha. Finally, some nasty revelations. Cheers to that. Wait, my turn. Click to continue. Hiccups. Jeez, baby girl, what's that? Someone's having fun? Shut up. Let's dance. Everybody to the dance floor. Go ahead, I'll stay here. Make sure no one takes our seats. I'll stay with him. You sure? Come on, let's dance. No, it's okay. I don't want to. Go have fun. Alright, we'll be back soon. Don't get bored here, you two. We'll be fine. Have fun. I'm gonna go get us some more drinks. Long for me. What? Long Island for me. Okay. Thanks, sweetie. Excuse me. Hello? Damn. You feel a slight breeze blowing in your ear and an odor that reminds you of sweet bubblegum. Ooh, that would be a stripper. What the? So, handsome stranger, I haven't seen you here before. Moved here from another town. Oh, hey, it's you again. Yeah, sort of. I see. Very interesting. Hello. Okay, you'll never get it this way. You're welcome, sweet cheeks and bruises, but now you owe me a drink. What can I get you, love? 4 shots of your best alcohol, 1 Long Island, and... I'll have the usual, Maddie. And add real fruit on top of it. Thanks. Sure, Remy. So Remy is it. Aha, and you are Mr.? I'm Grim. Cute. What happened to your face, Grim? Oh, it's nothing, really. Okie dokie. I had to ask, because you know it's pretty noticeable. Yeah, I know. Thanks for pointing that out. I'm starting to feel a little self-conscious about it now. Oh, cut the crap. There's nothing that can ruin that pretty face of yours. And bruises? Show me a real man without some bruises. Thank you. Found your friends? Oh yeah. They're over there, somewhere. We all split out. Tell me about it. Happens every time. Are you here with friends too? Nah, not really. Not today. But I'd like to make a new friend, wink wink. Ugh, you can just wink. No need to say it. Dude, I'm wearing a ton of makeup. If I close my eyelashes will stick together and nothing in this world will separate them. Haha, speaking from experience, trust me. Okay, I believe you. Here you go, love. Thanks, sweet cheeks and bruises. Find me later, wink wink. Oh, alright. What? Nothing. You know it was our most expensive drink with the extra real fruit on top, right? Was it, huh? But it doesn't matter. Put it all on a phoenix staff. You too, huh? First these girls, now you. You don't look like agents to me. But I doubt you're stupid enough to lie about it. Well, we're not agents yet. We're cadets. And no, we're not lying. Since when does Phoenix pay for its cadets' drinks? We are cadets with privileges. Let me tell you something, love. Sure, you can have fun, buy expensive drinks for hot girls and stuff. But whatever it is with you and Phoenix, leave. It's not worth it. Life is shit outside the walls of the Citadel and the Academy, trust me, I know it, but at least it's your life. I'm not going to give my life to someone else. I'm actually going to change everything. Me and my friends will change the world. Change the world? Haha, is that so? Alright, good luck with that. I'm serious, we might be the only ones who can really make a difference. I was once full of hope and ambition, too. Until real life hit me hard. But I won't ruin your dreams. Make your own mistakes, just be careful. I hate to see what corporations do to people. Most of our clients are agents. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Freedom has the most value. You can be locked in a cage, but still have free spirit and be true to yourself. That's very wise. Thank you for the drinks and advice. My pleasure. Think about my words, love. Alright guys, so the party's not over yet, and we're gonna continue more of it next week when Grimm's Uncanny Valley continues with more How to Fix the Future. I'm out.